At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Michael's been on to me. Oh, Jesus, Michael, you're up early, aren't you?
Yeah.
The ever-present.
Ah, Michael.
What was he saying about yesterday's clue for
you
the panto?
Yesterday you had... yesterday the clue was microwave, wasn't it?
Oh,
the
yeah.
The answer to the clue
was
microwave.
Yeah, that's what I was lamping at. Yeah.
I've forgotten about something that happened and he sent the clip in. I just played it there this morning and I nearly fell off my chair.
He is saying, yes, for yesterday's panto clue for what I was lamping at, I was giving you different clues. It spins around. It sounds like I'm reversing. That's the beep tone.
That's it.
He said you should have used Nigella Lawson.
That's
like,
right.
Nigella Lawson.
But I still need a bit of milk, full fat, which I've warmed in the microwave.
What? So what is that like?
I completely forgot she'd said that.
But I still need a bit of milk, full fat, which I've warmed in the microwave.
Do you ever see all those clips of, it's called Saucy Nigella?
Well, she is, isn't she?
They've cut up all of her little innuendos and it's just, it's filth.
Yeah.
Filthy.
She's a bit gorgeous, isn't she?
Where is she these days? Is she still...
I don't know.
She had a bit of trouble with a credit card and something else, I think. Didn't she?
She did.
I think so.
She did have a bit of trouble.
Do you know what that is? Do you know what I think happened there now?
But I still need a bit of milk, full fat, which I've warmed in the microwave.
She's reading off one of those little scripters,
yeah.
You know? And I think she just looked up and instead of seeing microwave...
She saw...
Microwave.
No.
I
just think she never uses one. And maybe she just didn't even really know what one was.
I don't know.
Very funny, though.
It's like, it has happened in the past. There have been some magic moments where people have looked up and seen a word and just read it out. Years ago, I used to work in a radio station up in Galway when I was in my 20s, very early 20s, called Galway Bay FM.
Yeah.
And the way the playlist was printed,
right,
they would give you the surname, like it was the old playlist format. They'd give you the surname of the artist and then the main name. So you'd have a list of songs and it'd be Jackson Michael Bad.
Okay. Right, so surname first.
Yeah. So McLean Don American Pie, whatever it was. But there was somebody on air who, again, wasn't paying attention to the playlist.
Right.
I said, oh, one of my all-time favourite acts. There you go, the great Dan Steely.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? Again, you look up, you're not paying attention,
no,
and you just
read
it. It's Anchorman moments.
Do you remember, didn't Keith Duffy?
I just have it here.
It suddenly came to mind.
So if you want to play, simply text in your name, where you are, to 53981, and do your suburb proud.
By the way, he's about to introduce In Excess Mystify. Looks up at the playlist.
Now, next up, we have In Excess, Miles Tiffy.
All fails and mystery.
Of all the In Excess songs, that Miles Tiffy is my favourite. It's just, what a banger.
With KC, love waking up in Cork.
Someone's been on to me here that's mispronunciation of words is very like Benedict Cumberbatch and his issue with Penguin.
Oh.
Have you ever heard this?
No.
He was on Graham Norton, right?
Right.
And the lads were chatting about it. He was like, what the hell is this all about?
What is this about?
Well, apparently I got it wrong repeatedly in the documentary. And now I'm completely terrified of the word. I don't go near it.
The first one you sort of get away with. And then after that, you lose all sense of what the word is. Let's have a look. Listen carefully.
And the last thing you might expect to see here is penguins. These are Fiordland crested penguins.
Penguins?
He's put a G in there.
Yeah, what's a
penguins?
Penguins.
Penguins.
It's like you and tarantula.
The tarantulas.
Tarantulas.
I know.
And what are those vessels called that you go fishing in?
Oh, fishing vessel.
What was it again?
It's a fishing vessel.
A fishing vessel. A man is suing his neighbour for not impregnating his wife despite 72 paid attempts.
Hang on a second. There's so much to unpack there.
All right. A German man has hired his neighbour to help his wife have a baby after he wasn't in a situation to do it.
Right.
The doctor said he was infertile. So the neighbour agreed to try 3 times a week for 6 months.
Right.
But after 72 sessions and no success, his wife unfortunately has not had a baby or is not pregnant. The man later found out the neighbour was also sterile but didn't tell anybody.
Oh my God.
So now he's suing him for failing to deliver results. Imagine up in court for shooting blanks. But the neighbour's defence, he said, well, I never promised success, only effort. You gotta hand it to him. There was a dad gag joke this week that broke the show.
All right, I was playing golf the other day, and after I went to the shop to get a sandwich, as I was getting out of my car, some golf tees fell out of my pocket. Uh-huh. And as I was walking away, a woman went, sir, you dropped something, and handed me back the tees. She said, what are they? I said, they're tees for putting your balls on when you're driving. Jesus, BMW think of everything these days.
Dude.
You done?
He's dead. I'm done.
I don't think we're topping that away.
I'm done.
Breakfast. Let's go. With McDonald's, the only way to start the day.
A woman stayed up very late after having a couple of responsibilities at home.
Right.
And she went shopping. Always a dangerous combination.
No.
She bought an emu egg.
What?
Online during a late night shopping spree. And now she's raising a 6 foot bird.
Oh my God. Hang on a second.
The woman spontaneously bought this egg during a late night shopping spree. Had taken a sleeping pill when she purchased the fertilized egg.
Where would you even find one of those?
She was about to pass out. She clicked buy and she bought it on eBay 3 years ago. I didn't think you could buy stuff like that on eBay.
Well, how come?
And how does it arrive?
Did it not crack in the post?
Does it come in an incubator? Or what?
So many questions.
And how does she sit on it for 6 months? How? Wow.
Oh, lads, what a world we live in.
Anyway, there's photographs of her and her 6 foot bird.
Is there?
My God.
Where's she keeping a 6 foot emu?
Oh, he's got his own room and everything in the house. Very fancy. Little bed in the corner.
Oh, lads.
His own Netflix
that's
profile.
That's the most bizarre story.
Anyway, other stuff that's going on. This is good coming out of France. France is the first country to force our supermarkets to give unsold food to the poor. So rather than stuff being thrown out or binned, it now must make its way to the streets.
Proper order.
Which I think is a brilliant thing that they're doing over there. And finally for now, this is really cute. I love this. In the latest things, in Hong Kong, it has introduced ID cards for your pets.
Okay.
So I don't know why, if you're bringing them on holidays or something, but you need to have now a little passport for your pet, a little ID card. And the example they've given us is a little hamster and he's got his own little card. It's just a picture of him and his name and his date of birth.
Remember I told you when we were in Italy in the summer, there was a dog on the flight.
There was, wasn't there?
A dog on the flight.
Sitting beside somebody, was
it?
An Italian airline has allowed you to bring your dog on. You have to buy a seat, obviously, like everybody
buy a seat
else.
For it, yeah.
It's mad.
Isn't it?
Seen somebody pushing a trolley through an aircraft and there's a Bernese mountain dog just looking going, hey, every kind of Coke.
And Shane Lowry, one shot off the pace at the season-ending DP World Tour Championship in Dubai. He's 3 under par. Tommy Kibben, level par. Rory McIlroy tees off in about an hour's time. And that's the sport with Simply Suits.
Dubai.
Dubai!
So if we beat Portugal tonight 17-0, we're going to the World Cup.
No,
is that it?
Not quite. But we're almost there if we get a 17-0 win tonight.
Honestly, what happens if we win?
We still have to go to Hungary this weekend, so it's all to play for.
Are you telling me there's a chance?
There's definitely a chance. Now, there's a very slim chance. But there's a
okay,
chance,
but let's be realistic about it all. Anyway, morning, gang. I've been itching to go back to this because we had hundreds of these left over. So we're going to do a round of the pun day game this morning. Again, Victoria, we're going to go back to...
Hurling puns.
Hurling and movie puns.
Yes.
What have you got for us? 086 8104 106. Paul is amazing at this
game.
Is
he?
How about Puck Fiction?
Oh, I love it.
The good, the bad, and the hurly.
Brilliant.
Keith, I love your one. Get Scorty.
That's nice. Oh. I had another one as well, actually. Scort Circuit.
Oh my God, Short Circuit. That's brilliant.
Oh, that wasn't mine. Don't look at me as if I'm a genius. It was Finn's.
You are a genius. Thanks, Finn.
Well done, Finn.
How about a bit of Tip Gun?
These are good, lads.
Dacia of Thunder. Stephen, take a bow.
Nice.
Lord of the Christy Rings has come into me many, many times.
In the name of the fodder.
In the name of the fodder. That is absolutely incredible.
Well done.
Rory, what have you got for me?
Star Wars Episode 5, The Umpire Strikes Back.
Weekend at Hoggies.
Jurassic Parky Creeve.
Who would they be carrying around in Weekend at Hoggies?
Not me, I'd say this right.
Alright, we're going back with this one. Dennis, we're going back to the Dark Ages. Puck Rogers.
Hey!
Goodwin Hurling.
That's
from
really
Martin.
Good, yeah.
Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Ashes from James. this is very clever. When Hoggy met Sully.
Yeah. That's the winner.
This is another one of theirs. Cool Running, C-U-L.
Yeah.
Oh, very clever. Let's roll it out. 0868 104 106. Punday game challenge this morning for lots of top class, high quality merchandise. Hit me with your movies and your car curling puns, please.
You were going to tell me about some music.
Oh, AJ Tracy.
Yeah.
So he's been announced for Live at the Marquee.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, this is what AJ's all about. Yo, it's the Hyperman set. AJ Tracy live and direct. DJ
mash up the deck. The microphone champ is live and direct. Yeah. Oh, that sounds like, that's like old school garage, like Artful Dodger.
Artful Dodger, yeah. 25 years ago, yeah. That sound was all over the place.
25 years ago?
I think so.
It sounds just like that.
Have you ever heard a horse race done in the style of a UK garage rapper? You have a horse, like Mallow races, you've got 20 horses all lined up, ready to go. But the commentary is done like a UK garage rapper.
And written by Sammy Jo Bell, who MCs down her local working men's club every Friday night. That's the Runners and Riders. I hand you over to our commentator for the day. It's MC Bingo Pace.
Thank you, Mr. DJ. We are live and in the area. The last ones and twos going into the stores at the Daniel Bedingfield. We got to get through this champion sprint. Ulta! Ulta! If flipping him but straight out the boxes. Making the running. Man's flow is toxic. If flipping him Mr. DJ, Skipper D, let's go on the inside. All to the crew on the outside. On the ones and twos on the inside. All to the crew on the outside. On the ones and twos. Do you really like it? Comes off the bridle.
It's just amazing. I love it. Looking for room with his big white bike. Yes, a UK garage horse race. Anyway, AJ Tracy fans coming to the marquee next year. You're on fire. Punday game this morning. We went back to hurling and movies. Give us your best. One flew over the Sarsfield's nest. The good, the bad, and the hoggy. Love that, Robert. Wind that shakes the goalpost from John. Temple Stadium of Doom from Paul.
So good.
Paul, Temple of Doom. Like I'm trying to work out what film.
That's Indiana Jones.
And the Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
I was thinking, why did I go to wrestling?
I don't know. It's Indiana Jones, though.
I went to WWF there from back in the day.
What about Jerry Sam McGuire from Noel?
Jerry Sam McGuire. That's amazing.
That's really good.
Over the Bar, B.
Yeah.
Colin is back. Colin, you love this, man. You're brilliant at it. Oh my God, there's something about DJ.
Oh, that's so there certainly is.
Well, at least he's not going to have any sticky hair gel where he is now, that's for sure.
This Pearl Alone.
Pearl Alone.
Oh, that's from Antoinette.
I'm coming back to these after 8 o'clock. Keep them rolling, your hurling puns. We're loving them. 0868 104 106. In the meantime, if you want a cheeky grand in your hand at 8:15... Here's your qualifying question. Ireland are going to play who tonight? Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. You're waking up to Red FM Breakfast with KC. Good morning. Your guesses are flying in for your panto passes. So Cork has lots of these over the past week or so. I can ruin your day and you can see me coming.
Hi, is it speed camera?
It's not a speed camera.
It's for money. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park.
Stop the cuteness, like.
Oh,
I mean, they do ruin your day, don't they?
Is it bee camwas?
Camwas.
Watch out for the bee camwas. They're everywhere. That's Emer's little girl. Keep your guesses coming in to me, 0868104106, and thank you for listening. Right, who have you got there, Vic?
I've got the lovely Veronica.
Veronica, any bead cameras out there this morning?
I haven't seen any speed cameras out this morning yet, but I have been my morning in around the little roads. So.
All right. Yeah, take it nice and handy. Where? What part of the world are you from?
I'm originally from Limerick, as we've said before, right. but I'm living in Talker, Market Gardens in Talker.
Okay.
And you're never going back to Limerick because you love Cork so much, Veronica.
I'm going down there tomorrow. I'm going Saturday, yeah.
Limerick, eh? We do like you, but we love hammering you and hurling. Yeah. That's the thing. So.
Well, you didn't do that too many times, no, only once. So don't get too excited.
Let's go back to the Munster final, will we? Anyway, what's your? You know, we've got Rebel Zaboo. What do you say? You know,
come on, Limerick. We don't need to get too excited. Just come on, Limerick. It's fine.
Is that it?
Shannon Siders. It's come on to Shannon Siders.
Oh, there you go.
Lads, you need a bit of rebranding there.
No, we don't. All we need is the Liam McCarthy. We don't need any the mocky-ass stuff that goes with it. We just want the cup.
You can feck off. You've had enough.
We don't need no stupid songs about killer or anything like that. We just need the cup.
That's not a stupid song.
You should have stuck to the banks of my own lovely lead. Then you might have won.
Do you think I'm giving you any help in this quiz?
Yeah, you will, of course, because you know.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Question number one. Who are Ireland playing tonight in the football?
Portugal.
Who would have hit with chasing cars? Snow Patrol or Paw Patrol?
Snow Patrol.
Question number three. What town do the Flintstones come from?
Flintstones. Rock.
Bedrock. Question four. Paul O'Donovan is associated with what sport?
Rowing.
Hey, whoever's shouting, be quiet there now. That's another Limerick lad.
There's nobody shouting. That's
yes, there is.
My own
either
voice.
That or your voice dip. Question number five. Princess Jasmine is a character in what Disney movie?
Princess Jasmine.
Yeah.
Aladdin.
Yeah, question number six. What English club are known as the Pensioners? Is it Chelsea or Man United?
Chelsea.
A madras is a type of what food? A madras.
Madras is a curry.
Question number eight. Who was Ireland's first president?
Douglas Hyde.
Question number nine. How many sides are there on a rhombus?
Four.
Including Christmas specials, how many episodes of The Young Offenders are there in total? Quick!
Three.
Three, okay. You buzzer had kind of gone, but yeah, you said three.
Way more than that.
God almighty.
I know, I got caught again, I think, today.
This is like the Munster final penalty shootout.
It is.
It went right down to the wire. But the Rebels won, need I remind you.
There should be no penalty shootouts in the Munster final, but anyway.
Just let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
We let it go next year when we bring the cup back to Limerick.
Fight and talk, I love it. Portugal is correct, Snow Patrol, Bedrock, Rowing, Aladdin. Aladdin. Who is that beside you? Now, don't tell me that was you and you've got two voices. Who's there with you?
No, that's my son, Kian. My son, Kian, is here with me. I'm just dropping him to school.
Chelsea.
He's going doing the marathon. He'd be doing the marathon there in May. So.
Oh, very good.
Well done.
Good on you, Kian. Chelsea is correct. Curry is correct. Douglas Hyde is correct. Four sides and a rhombus. Including Christmas specials. No. How many episodes of The Young Offenders are there? Tricky question. 26.
Yeah. 26?
26 episodes of The Young Offenders today.
Jesus, tonight. Mm-hmm. Oh, God almighty.
Anyway, listen.
You were close.
I'll give you a limerick and brew, and I'll say good luck to you, and we'll talk to you another day, I hope, okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a million. Done, anyway, thank you.
You've got a 50, okay. €50 voucher from Easy Living Interiors. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Cheers, guys. Kelly. How many penalty points did your man get in that story that you were talking about?
30.
3-0.
He already had 30.
And he was still out driving.
Still out driving.
But how do you get 30 if 12 is the max?
Maybe all together?
I don't know. But
that is not... Like, how do you get all of the penalty points in Cork?
I know, yeah.
That's like completing Netflix. It's just impossible.
Yeah.
Anyway, can we go back to these? Here's your clue. Kelly, have a guess at this, all right? Pretend you're playing. Cork had lots of these over the past week, okay? This is what I'm lamping at for your Panto tickets. I can ruin your day. You can see me coming. What am I talking about?
I think it's a weather warning, but obviously people have said that.
Mm.
I think it's Rain from Lilymore.
Oh, Lily, I'm so sorry. It's not Rain.
Hey, Casey, is it an umbrella?
It's not an umbrella. We had an umbrella the last day, but thank you.
Hey, Casey, is it puddles or sorry. Floods?
No, sorry, Martin. Nah.
Casey, is it a star?
It's not, but you are.
Hi, Casey and Vic. Our guest for this morning for What You're Lamping At is a dolphin or dolphins.
Oh, Cork had lots of them over the past week. Was there dolphins in town? Oh, they turned up at the South Channel of the Lee there recently.
Can I guess again?
Go on.
Is it a collision?
It's not a collision.
No, is it clampers?
It's not clampers. They can ruin your day. And
you see them coming,
you see them coming.
That's
true. I'm never the same shape is your next clue. I'm never the same shape. 086-8104-106. I got my buddy Donica there. Hello, Donica.
Hello.
Hey, hey buddy, how are you? Do you know how lucky you are to get on the phone? Because I've got like, I've got 5,000 correct answers here. And you hopefully are one of the correct answers I'm looking for. Now, Donica, just outside your school. What school are you outside, by the way?
Beaumont Boys.
Beaumont Boys. Beaumont Boys. Beaumont Boys. Give us a guess, please.
Is it a cloud?
Yes! Yay!
Welcome!
Hey, Donica, you're going to the panto, well buddy. You're going to the panto. Well done. You happy?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now you can bring three other people. Okay, so you need to make an on-air commitment as to who you're taking. Who are you going to bring?
My mom.
Okay.
My dad.
Okay.
And my little brother.
And what's your brother's name?
Shay.
Okay. You know, if you play your cards right, you can get 20 quid ahead for these tickets. Okay. Yeah. That's 60 quid for you. All right. I'm just saying. Donica, you're going to the panto. Well done. Cheers, buddy. Have a lovely day at school, okay?
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And again, everybody that got clouds correct, I'm so sorry to let you down on this occasion, but I have another pair of tickets, another family pass tomorrow.
We do.
Get to corkoperahouse.ie. Just find out what we're lamping tomorrow. Thank you so much for giving it a go, everybody. Thank you for listening to the 20-Minute Morning Show, the podcast from Red FM Breakfast with KC. We're live on air weekday mornings between 6 and 9 on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Have a good day. Red FM
Breakfast with KC. Love waking up in Cork.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.